Danny Gacelli, East Coast Radio.
Can you believe that she turned 56 years old last Saturday? The amazing Celine Dion with I'm Alive! 14 minutes past 3 on your Friday. It's Danny Gacelli in for Stacey and Jay Spoo. Hello to Nick, hello to Andy. Unjani.
Danny, what's up? How are you?
I'm marvellous, actually.
You've had a hell of a day.
Yeah, it's been a long day. But when like things happen like this, I get energised. And I'm ready to... it's like I've had 6 cappuccinos.
Were you lucky?
Yeah, you?
Yeah, I'm all right, thanks.
Nice, Andy?
Had a busy day.
Nice.
All good. Happy it's Friday.
Yes, aren't we all? So look, I was added to a WhatsApp group right recently. It was a reunion group from high school. I'm not going to say how many years, because I'll get depressed and probably leave. And Westville Senior Primary is the school I went to before Westville Boys High, right? And then we got talking about lunches at school. And I kid you not, 7 Rand or 6.50 Rand, should I say, in my day, I was like, what, 12?
Yeah.
I could get a pie, a zest, and a packet of Foxy snacks for 6.50 Rand and probably have change for like a few sweets.
What?
Yeah, I promise you. And then like, I was talking to my mates on the group and they were like, if you added that up every single day for 5 days, it comes to plus minus 35 Rand around there. And if they give that to their kid in this day and age, they can't even afford a full lunch at the schools that they go to.
No, not even close.
Like, take yourself back in time. You're in like senior primary. What type of money were you spending at tuck shop?
Because the tuck shop was only open once a week.
Yeah.
At my prep school. And that was a Friday.
Yeah.
At lunchtime. I mean at break time.
Yeah.
And I reckon like, I think we had like a limit that we could spend.
I think you had like
15 Rand or something like that. And you could buy, you bought like a Coke, but you didn't have like food because you had to eat in the dining hall. So yeah. you bought chips and a Coke and all of those, like all those sweets, like those sour sweets and all of that. And I reckon you had enough to last you for 4 days and you were on a sugar high for 3.
I suppose this topic can kind of give away your age. You know what I mean? Like Darren Moore, for example. I mean, 20 cents could get him a whole lunch back in the day.
Oh, easy. And you'd have change.
And you'd have
I would.
He's going to kill me for saying that. So we want to know from you, right? How much money did you spend on your tuck shop back in the day? And then when you compare it to now and you're giving your kids tuck shop money, how does that roll out and how much do they need? I know for a fact that my mom used to make me lunches, right? And she used to get absolutely plastered on her white wine. And and she
I don't know where that was going.
She used to go to the fridge plastered, right? And get rock hard butter. And then go to the bread and try and smear the butter on the bread. And then in the morning, I'd open my lunchbox and it would just be crumbs and crust everywhere.
And butter.
But then in the corner of my lunchbox would be 7 Rand because she knows she messed up that lunch. Let me know your story. 061-792-9495. Sam, what do you got for us?
Hi, KZN. Sam Mofokeng from Durban North. I used to coach Baker's Mini Cricket in high school. So I used to get like 800 bucks a week. So yeah, I used to go to a tuck shop and get myself green fox snacks. Used to love that. A cheese grilla pie and a Sprite.
One of my dreams in life to see Coldplay live. Oh, imagine. Front row and everything. Coldplay, Higher Power on East Coast Radio. 27 minutes past 3. It's Danny in for Stacey and Jay Spool. And we're taking you back in time. Well, for me anyway, when it was 7 Rand to buy a par, my brew, and chips and a zest.
What is a zest?
So a zest, it's like an ice lolly. We used to call them zests back in the day. And you could either get like the chocolate or vanilla, and then on like a hot day, you could get like a pineapple or something like that.
Can I tell you what we used to do in high school?
Yeah.
So we used to buy a quarter loaf of bread. You used to get a quarter loaf of bread.
Yeah.
Take the middle out like bunny chow.
Yeah.
You'd put Frito chips, tomato flavor.
Brilliant.
In. And you'd buy like 4 rands worth of cheese. You'd get like this and you'd melt the cheese and you'd pour that on top. Tomato sauce, mustard, and you'd chow that.
I could have that right now.
It was pretty life-changing.
That is amazing. You know what? I've got my dinner sorted. Marlies is with us from the Midlands. Welcome to the show. How are you?
Hi, Danny. Well, thank you.
Fantastic. Look, please tell me a story, because from what my producer said, she says you've got a mind-blowing story for us. Take us back in time.
Well, it is quite a couple of years back. I was in boarding school, and when I went to school in those days of art, I got like 50 cents, and that was enough to buy a glass bottle of Fanta, beef simba chippies.
Wow.
I could phone mom every day from hostel, and I could go swimming 3 times a week.
With 50 cents?
With 50 cents. That is about telling my age to
you. Oh, my word. I'm trying to think now, like, what could you possibly get in this day and age right now for 50 cents? I can't think of one thing.
Maybe like a very small chappy, if you're lucky.
I wonder how much a chappy really is, because back in the day, was it 1-2 cents, hey?
Yes, and then you would buy 9, because if it was 10, they would charge you tax or something.
Oh, I loved your story. Thank you so much, and have the best weekend possible, okay?
Thank you, you guys do awesome shows.
Thank you so much, take care. Wow, I love that story.
Good afternoon, ECR team. Ryan from Drummond. My pocket school money was, or tax shop money, was 50 cents. Yes, okay, I'm not giving away my age. But I used to beeline for Chelsea buns and hot cross buns. Oh my heaven.
Hi, East Coast. When I used to go to the tuck shop, I just needed 2 rand for a pie and 1 rand for a cup of coke. Those were the days.
Hello, KZN. This is Munashi from Empangeni. So, back in school, I used to go with like 2 rand. I'd use it so effectively. The first 50 cents would go to something called Yobo. That's chips in a plastic bag. And the second 50 cents would go to Isqeda. That's like a small drink, but also in a plastic bag. And the other one would go to a biscuit, and the other one to a sweet.
It's East Coast Radio.
Miley Cyrus used to be young. Young, it's East Coast Radio. Almost 4:45 on your Friday weekend vibes. So, Andy James, I'm going to look you in the eyes and I'm going to play you some audio. And I want to know if these words move you at all. Here we go.
Too sweet. You know, you're bright as the morning, soft as the rain, as pretty as a vine, as sweet as a grape. If you could sit in a barrel, maybe I'll wait until that day.
It was the eye contact that did it. What do you think of those lyrics?
The bottom of the barrel? What do you mean? What?
Yeah, look, it's confusing, but the beginning bit was quite sweet. Yes? No?
No.
So the guy that said the... No, he's so honest. The guy that says those lyrics, it was this guy. Take me to church, I worship like a dog. Hosier. He's brilliant, right?
Yeah, I guess he is.
So the lyrics you just heard are the lyrics to his brand new song, and we're going to do a first time play of that brand new song here today, just after 4 o'clock. So brace yourself.
East Coast Radio.
It's East Coast Radio on the line with us right now. Nompilo from Hammersdale. Nompilo, how are you?
What are you, Demi?
I am marvelous. We are talking about back in the day when we went to school and it just cost us hardly anything to eat lunch. Tell me about your past and how much you used to take to school and what you used to get for that amount of money.
My issue is now with school trips. In my day, I remember we went to the Wild Coast, and you know, from Hammersdale to the Wild Coast is quite a long distance.
Yeah.
And I think we paid about 150, including lunch and everything. Now, recently, I had to pay $1,000 for my child to go to the zoo.
To the zoo?
And the zoo is not that far. It's like in Piet Maritzburg. So it's not that far.
It's just insane because, I mean, you look at our childhood, right, and how cheap it was to buy food. And now parents are out there spending a fortune on uniforms, on school lunches, and now excursions like going to the zoo. What are we going to do, Nompilo?
Hey, I don't know. Maybe play a lotto?
Yeah. Yes. How many kids do you have?
I only have one.
Yeah, and you're going to stop after one because I haven't had any yet.
I'm done. And the thing is, they say these trips are very, like, compulsory, so they cannot just skip it.
Yeah, I get you. I know, and the schools are hectic. Hey, it's compulsory. You will pay this amount of money to go. I know, it's tough out there. But Nompilo, I hope you have a beautiful weekend. And don't forget to play Darren Moore's quick quiz first thing on Monday morning at 10 past 7. So hopefully you can win some extra bucks there, okay, to pay for all those school trips.
Thank you. Will do.
Awesome, Nompilo. Take care. This is what you had to say, KZN.
Hey, Danny. I'm not as young as you, but I'm not as old as your dad. But back in the day, I was able to go and get a packet of chips which resembled Doritos and a chocolate Supermu for 44 cents, both of them.
What's up, East Coasters? What's up, Danny? No, man, hey, if I remember at primary school, the tuck shop only used to be open at obviously break times and stuff, but they started opening in the morning when you started arriving at school. My goodness, yeah, that's when my mom had to start doubling up on the tuck money, eh? So instead of a 5 rands, she had to give me a 10 rand for lunchtime.
Hey, you guys. Good to hear you. So go back to the days when we had tuck money. We didn't have lots and we didn't have it often, but I remember 50 cents could buy you a couple of sweets, a packet of boar, pickle, figs, some suckers. I mean, 50 cents, sometimes maybe a rand.
Good afternoon, team. Yeah, I remember paying 2 rand a can. It was actually like a promotion back then. 2 rand a can of Coke at school, and then we could still get chips and a Coke, everything for $5. Danny Gaselli, East Coast Radio.